Hello, radio family! Welcome to Divine Intervention, the interview show that features intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways. I am your host, Daniel Fazina, and I'm very excited to be here with you today. It's an honor and a privilege to share this time with you. And as always, we've got a wonderful guest in store for you today. You know, if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you may have figured out that one of my favorite things is healings. I love to see the power of God heal people, and I just think it's a wonderful demonstration of how God is real and he loves people enough to intervene in their lives and take away their pain. And of course, the purpose of the miracle is not the physical healing itself, but really is to point to the God of miracles. And of course, that being the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what we try to do here on Divine Intervention. We want to point people to Jesus. And one of the ways we can showcase his power and his works is by testimonies. The Word of God says that the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies is how we overcome the devil. That's in the book of Revelation. So today we have a wonderful healing minister and an evangelist who I have the honor of introducing you to. Her name is Joan Hunter. Joan Hunter is a compassionate minister, dynamic teacher, accomplished author, and anointed healing evangelist who has devoted her life to carry a message of hope, deliverance, and healing to the nations. As president and founder of Joan Hunter Ministries, Hearts for Him and Four Corners Foundation headquarters that are being built in Magnolia, Texas, Joan's vision is to equip believers to take the healing power of God beyond the four walls of the church to the four corners of the earth. Joan Hunter brings a powerful ministry to a world characterized by brokenness and pain. Having emerged victorious through tragic circumstances, impossible obstacles, and immeasurable devastation, Joan is able to share a message of hope and restoration to the brokenhearted, deliverance and freedom to the bound, and healing and wholeness to the diseased. Joan's life is one of uncompromising dedication to the gospel of Jesus Christ, as she exhibits a sincere desire to see the body of Christ live free, happy, and whole. Her website is joanhunter.org, and it is my pleasure to welcome Joan Hunter right now on Divine Intervention. Joan, welcome to Divine Intervention. You are on, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's awesome to be here. I love the opportunity to come and minister with you through the airwaves.
That's a wonderful thing, and my goodness, it's such an honor to speak with you. You come from quite a legacy of ministers and ministry with your parents, and you have quite a ministry yourself. Your latest book, Supernatural Provision, I've been reading it, and it is just full of fascinating stories about how God is intervening and providing for people financially. And we definitely want to get to that and what you're doing, but why don't you take us to the beginning a little bit? For those who aren't familiar with you and your family, tell us what it was like for you growing up, where you're from, and how you became a follower of Jesus.
Well, I was born and raised in Miami, Florida, 58 years ago. Don't mind telling my age, because this is my year of 58 covenant blessings of God. So I'm walking in every single one of them.
You're a rare woman.
And, hallelujah. But I love the Lord. I met him. Let me back up a little bit. My mom was one of the wildest, craziest sinners ever in the world. Smoked five packages of cigarettes a day. She always says she cussed like a sailor and it would make the sailor blush. Wow. And a variety of other things like that. And when Jesus got a hold of her, cleaned her mouth out, cleaned her heart out, cleaned her mind. She got the mind of Christ. And I'm like, whoa, like two different mothers here.
Now, how old were you when this happened?
I was 12.
Okay.
And I thought, man, I like this new mom a whole lot better. You know, she's always been fun, but now she's not drunk and fun, you know?
Right.
And just happy on life. And I saw a change in her, and she led me to Jesus shortly after her salvation, you know, just led me in the sinner's prayer, and got saved, turned on, and when I was about 18 years old, I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, got the power of God just flowed through me, and traveled with them a little bit when I was out of college, traveled with them for a total of probably about 30 years.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with your parents and their ministry, can you tell us who they are and
sure.
What they did?
It's Charles and Frances Hunter. When I said I was born and raised in Miami, and then at 16, my mom met my dad. My natural father abandoned me before I was born.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so went off to, we moved to Texas 41 years ago. And they just had absolutely the most incredible marriage and ministry. It was just awesome. It touched 49 nations around the world, and their main thrust was evangelism and healing,
mm-hmm.
and they authored over 70 books, and they used to have massive meetings in convention centers and things like that, 10, 20,000 here in the United States and much larger overseas.
That is amazing.
And just absolutely miraculous healing.
Now, how did this impact you as a young, as a teenager and growing up going forward?
Well, it was pretty exciting, obviously. You know, then traveling with them, seeing them do that, had the privilege of being in many of Catherine Kuhlman's services when I was a teenager, and that just, like, blew me away. And it was like, you know, I really want this. I really want to be a part of this. And God just really tugged on my heart, you know, to participate in this and to walk in the call that he has on my life.
Mm.
Now, the Word says that as a believer that we're all going to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. It doesn't say that all of us are going to have a worldwide traveling ministry, but
that's
it does
true.
Say that we're all going to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. And my parents had a legacy of training people on how to pray for the sick, and which I have continued in my own ministry, but the difference, I should say augmentation, because you don't just stay one for one. You always, generation, get more powerful and more revelation. And people would come in, and then they would get dramatically healed of stomach problems. And then over the next 6 months or 2 years, it would come back.
Hmm.
And it's like, oh, I lost my healing. Well, why did you lose your healing? And this is an area where God has really, really augmented Joan Hunter Ministries and the revelation he's given me, is what brought the sickness on? Let's get to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a tremendous God's anointing in the area of what I call root causes, because you can mow and mow and mow, but the weed and the seed of the weed and the roots are still there.
I see.
And this is like Holy Ghost, you know, weed be gone in my other books, and it gets out the weeds in our lives and our bodies. Almost 12 years ago, I was faced with divorce after 25 years of marriage.
Oh, wow.
My now ex-husband had been living a double life that's homosexual.
Wow.
And so at that point, I went through betrayal. I learned what codependency was because I was unbelievably codependent. And long involved story where that's concerned, but 2 days after the divorce, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
My goodness.
And, you know, and it's like, I'm trying to survive here, my heart.
Right.
I was excited because I knew God was going to take me home and I wouldn't hurt anymore. But then I realized I had four good reasons to live. You're going to think it's some real spiritual one, but it's Charity, Spice, Melody, and Abigail. It's my four daughters.
And those are good reasons.
I chose life because I know that God would work around me. But my girls needed me here
right.
on this earth. And I said, I'm going to live and not die in the care of the works of the Lord. But in order for me to live, I cannot live with this pain in my heart. I refuse. I can't. I can't do it. And, you know, the breast cancer was nothing compared to the pain in my heart.
Sure.
And so I prayed over my you know, the breast. I didn't tell my daughters because they had already been through hell. And I didn't tell them. I just, I just prayed, and I called my parents and had them pray, and that was the only person that knew about the breast cancer was my parents and me. And so at that point, I just said, okay, you know, I need my heart healed. I can't even breathe. I hurt so bad.
Wow.
And so at that point, I said, I'm going after you, God. I went to counselors. The counselor said they gave me no hope.
And stage was the cancer when you discovered it?
It was all on my left side of my, and even lower than that.
So it had
metastasized?
They
didn't really give it any kind of a number at that time.
Okay.
This is, you know, several years ago. But, and I was like, okay, God, I've got to get my heart healed. And I really sought after God. And when I got rid of, you know, the anger, trauma, bitterness, resentment, worry, like what's he doing while I'm at work? And worry is the number one thing after the trauma and the stress. And really sought God for total, complete healing. God healed my heart. And then at that point, the breast cancer literally went away because I starved it to death.
Wow. So it'll feed on negative energy? And
because he's stress and trauma. Stress produces stress hormones. Stress hormones to destroy your immune system.
Wow.
And so, you know, when you're happy, you produce endorphins. And endorphins heal your body. It heals your immune system. And so at that point, instead of the worry, I got the joy of the Lord was restored into my life. The counselor said I would never get over it. You know, I've written a book on how I'm so over it. I wrote a book so everybody else can get over it too. And I have a new teaching out called Erase the Pain of Your Past, where you can forget it.
That's
now,
awesome.
I know, I mean, he's currently living a life as a homosexual, but that's not something to forget because it's there. But everything else that happened that was bad is no more roots or is no more nothing. It's absolutely amazing of the trauma and the different situations of growing up. All that's gone, and the memory of it's gone. According to the Word of God, it says he chooses to remember our sin no more. Who are we to remember our sin or the pain?
Awesome.
and so, you know, you go in, you get totally, completely healed. It's just awesome. And then you forget about it to be a nice New York term.
Forget about it.
That's right. And go on. Because so often people put so much on their past that it keeps them, the devil wants to remind them of that, number one. Number two is that you're so concentrated on your past that you think that that's your present.
Right.
And God and the enemy wants you to think that that's your future, too.
Right.
Whereas God wants to wipe that out, turn your pain into your passion. And my passion is, based on the pain of my past, my passion is I've been healed, body, mind, soul, spirit, finances. You know, 11 years ago, I was completely broke after the divorce.
Wow. Praise God.
I currently own two homes right now.
That's great.
I mean, you know, you're not broke.
That's right. And you talk about some of the things and the principles in your book, Supernatural Provision. Friends, we are speaking with Joan Hunter. I'm Daniel Fazina, and you're listening to Divine Intervention Radio. Now, Joan, I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, I want to know, you talk about being, you know, set free from your past and having it erased. I want to know, how exactly did that happen, number one? And number two, how did you react, and how did you find out that your husband was leading a double life?
I actually got a phone call from one of his lovers, a voicemail.
Wow.
That was, you know, fairly descriptive, and I'm like, okay, I had proof.
So
and,
there were signs
you know,
before
praying,
that?
Believing, et cetera, for a couple of years, and choosing to think that he couldn't do that because we pastored in the Dallas area for 18 years. Okay, and, you know, he was preaching from the pulpit against homosexuality, yet living that life.
That's something I don't understand. I mean,
I don't either.
Did you have...
So don't ask me to explain it.
Okay.
I don't understand it, you know. Except for the fact it's just pure deception.
Pure deception, right. Did you have suspicions about his behavior, or did this come out of the blue?
I had suspected it for over 2 years.
Okay.
Heavily suspected it. Heavily suspected it. But when I had, so to speak, proof, at that point, that's when I confronted him about it, and he goes, well, I've just been a very good actor for all these years. So that just made me feel really good. You know,
unbelievable.
At least, you know, and utter devastation, and just literally we lost everything. We lost our home. We lost everything. And I got the girls, so I didn't lose them. But it was touch and go there for a while, but God has miraculously healed their hearts also through the years.
That's awesome.
And then the erasing of the past, I had gotten this revelation, and I thought, let me just see if this works on you, because you know, you're kind of messed up because of all of your pain of your past. Let me try this on you. This is something new that God has been revealing to me. And they go, well, sure, you know. And one lady, she says, you know, what brought this on, she says, I have one major regret. She says, I have a lot of regrets, but I have one major one. And this, I didn't beat my boys when they were growing up. And then now, they're now in their upper 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I just really wish I had never done that. I said, okay, let's pray. Let me try this on you. And so I said, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. She's repented for what she did. And I thank you for removing all the pain of her past, removing it from her memory bank and her children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's about that simple, you know, a little bit more involved, maybe another minute, but not much more than that.
Okay.
And so she went home, she talked to her husband, she said, I just need to tell my boys one more time I'm sorry. I said, okay. So she goes and she meets with the boys, and she says, you know, guys, I'm really, really sorry that I beat you when you were younger.
Mm.
And they went, Mom, you didn't beat us. I don't know what you're talking about. You spanked us, you disciplined us, but you didn't beat us.
Wow.
And it's like, okay.
So they didn't remember.
They didn't remember.
Huh. Well, maybe what she thought was a beating, they only thought was a spanking?
Well, let me put it this way. She was institutionalized rather than them taking the children away because she beat them so bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking beating. She has some mental problems, and which God has totally healed her of, and she just went crazy on the kids. So she talked to her, and this is you know, fact that I've had before I prayed with her.
Okay.
And then she talked to her husband, and she says, you know, I'm just really sorry I beat our boys. And he goes, you didn't beat them. He's the one that took her to the institution, you know? I mean, it was gone out of their memory, too. It's absolutely phenomenal with what God has done.
So it's like he cast their sins into the depths of the sea?
Yes, and the memory. It's so amazing. And it's like, okay, now here we have a situation, and what do you do when your children have children?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them has had two boys.
Okay.
And she takes care of them for a week here, a week there, when they're on vacation. And you don't do that when you're afraid your mom's going to beat your children.
Absolutely. Wow. That is amazing.
Just the fear of that would keep me from letting my mom take care of my kids if it were me.
Right, right.
God has moved all that, and it's an awesome relationship and how she gets to be with her children.
That is awesome. Wow. God is amazing. He can do anything.
It is. Yes. The word says he chooses to remember them no more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went into church. I went to a conference the other day a couple of months ago in the Houston area. I had a couple of days off, and a couple of friends were speaking and so forth. I'm going to go see them. And it was, you know, so I walked in the church, and I saw this pastor who was attending the meeting, and I thought, he really hurt me about 3 years ago. I remember he really hurt me. He really, really, really hurt me. I remember I didn't ever want to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
I know he really, really hurt me. I couldn't remember what he did.
You couldn't remember what he did?
I have a phenomenal memory.
Okay.
I couldn't remember what he did.
That's great. Wow.
And it's a residual effect because I prayed it up. I have borderline better memory than a computer does.
That's
and
pretty
phenomenal. You know, that's a slight exaggeration, but ever so slight.
Okay.
And for me to not remember these things, it has to be God. Not hormones, it's God.
A good memory like that can be a blessing and a curse, I know.
Right. Yes, it is. You know, I could choose to remind you of those things from years ago that you did, you know, but they're just not there.
That's great. You know, my wife had a similar experience. I did something without consulting her, and she was really upset for quite a while, and she was just, you know, livid. And several months later, she was at a women's group, and they were asking her what I did, and she could not remember. It wasn't that long. It was only a couple of months, you know. But it was really just an amazing thing, and she told me that. She's like, you know, I forgave you, and when they asked me what it was, I just could not remember. I was like, well, that's great. Praise God. I'm not going to remind you.
Praise God. I'm not going to remind you.
No. But I was amazed by that. And maybe that was that principle of forgiveness and, you know, just
right.
God.
It's actually beyond forgiveness because you can forgive, but you can still remember.
Right.
And I'm working on a book. One of the next books coming out is like probably called like Beyond Forgiveness and getting completely healed and whole.
Awesome. I like that. And I'm sure a lot of people are in need of that message.
Unbelievably so.
Well, friends, once again, you are listening to Divine Intervention Radio. I'm your host, Daniel Fazina, and our special guest is Joan Hunter, who has just an amazing ministry. Her newest book is called Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom, but she has many books out. Now, Joan, I wanted to ask you, in growing up with your parents and seeing their healing ministry, what was some of the most dramatic healings you've ever witnessed, personally?
Through their ministry?
And yours, too.
Okay, I say, you know, I mean, I can tell you what happened, you know, 2 days ago, you know, in the city, you know.
Sure.
I didn't pray for anybody yesterday or today, or else I'd have fresh ones. but that's just the way it is.
Sure.
But you know, I mean, it's just miracles every day, every day.
Well, we love miracles on this show.
Yes, and but I remember, like, when I was in a service with Mom and Dad, we were overseas, and it was a Spanish country, I believe it was Bogota, something like that, Bogota, Colombia, and the power of God fell, and they hadn't really started praying for anybody at the time. But what happened, it was just absolutely amazing as the power of God fell throughout the congregation, throughout, it was actually an open field, those that had come to attend, and they were starting to pass, as testimony, pass the wheelchairs up to the front.
Mm.
And we had a pile of over 50 wheelchairs we had to put behind the platform.
I love that.
Just instantly, totally, completely healed. That's one of, you know, one of my favorite ones, and I've seen people healed of, you know, of cerebral palsy, of cancer. I mean, I prayed for 8 people, and 9 breasts have grown back. One lady got 2 breasts restored. You know, I've had that happen. I've had some digits restored. I've had legs grow out that were amputated. I've seen the brokenhearted healed, where they could not forgive, they could not go on, they could not breathe because of the horrific things. Just that literally a couple of days ago, there was 11 people healed of fibromyalgia in one service.
Mm.
The week before, there was 14 people healed in one service of fibromyalgia.
Wow.
And I think that's one of the most debilitating diseases that there is.
Absolutely. And there's really no medical cure for it, is there?
Because it's brought on by trauma, and trauma is the, I believe, the number one killer. Well, you think, well, cancer is the number one killer. Well, it's the trauma and the stress of life that bring on the cancer and the worry of life. And so that's why I was talking about earlier that we need to get rid of the root causes and what actually brings on the cancer, what brings on the IBS, what brings on the fibromyalgia.
So
everybody that's ever had fibromyalgia has had something really horrific happen to them.
Joan, let me ask you this. Do you think that all sickness and disease has some type of emotional or spiritual connection? Or maybe not all. All is a strong word. But let's say most.
Yes. You know, like, for example, if a person is in a car accident, obviously that is a physical thing brought on by a physical thing.
Okay, yeah.
But what happened is, like, the other day, this is a very fresh testimony. This is like two or three days old. I prayed for this lady. She was in an absolutely horrific, near-fatal car accident that gave her no hope of living. And this was about 7 years ago. She's not in a wheelchair. She's walking fine. She does not know a moment of life without pain.
Mm-hmm.
She had headache pain, neck pain, back pain, and they told her that she's just going to have to learn to live with it because there was absolutely nothing that they could do about it.
Mm.
And so anyway, we prayed. I prayed, first of all, I said, in their tears, I curse the spirit of trauma and cellular memory. You can Google cellular memory and find out about more information about that.
Okay.
But I curse the cellular memory because our body retains all of the memory of the pain, whether physical or emotional pain. Our bodies remember all of that. And so I curse the cellular memory, command the fog to go, pain to go. I put my hands around her neck, not tied, but around her neck. And I said, Father, I command this body to go back into alignment because her body, her spine had been contorted in different areas because of the accident. Commanded height to be restored, her spine to straighten up, headache to go. She straightened up, fog left, pain left in her neck, head, back. Instantly, totally healed, walked straight ever since. That was in a Sunday morning service. Sunday night service, came back, gave testimony of absolute, complete healing.
Praise God. That is awesome. Joan, I want to hear more of these stories, but we have to take a quick break. Once again, you're listening to Divine Intervention Radio. I'm your host, Daniel Fazina, and our special guest is Joan Hunter. She is an evangelist, an author, a doctor, all sorts of great things. And we're going to hear more of her testimony right after the break. So please stay with us on Divine Intervention. Hey, this is Daniel Fazina of Divine Intervention Radio. The Bible contains some incredible stories of miracles and divine interventions. Jesus calmed a raging storm, healed paralytics, and even raised the dead. But are these types of events still happening today? The answer to this question, as you will see from reading my books, Divine Intervention, Amazing True Stories of God's Miracles Today, Volumes 1 and 2, is an emphatic yes. Contained within each book is a collection of amazing true stories that attest to this fact. You will read the astonishing firsthand accounts of people who have been healed of paralysis, terminal cancer, and AIDS through prayer. You will see the love of God powerfully transform the life of an Islamic terrorist. You will witness the liberation of the demon-possessed, the resurrection of the dead, and much more. Prepare to be awed and inspired as you experience divine intervention. More information about Divine Intervention, Amazing True Stories of God's Miracles Today, Volumes 1 and 2, can be found at DivineInterventionRadio.com or by calling 866-381-BOOK. That's 866-381-2665. First Steps to Success gives you the tools to remap your internal beliefs about yourself, about your money, and about others. You'll learn a simple but powerful system to create success in any environment, as well as business building, leadership, sales, and marketing skills to create the lifestyle most only dream about.
Prior to getting started with Danny, I was a civil engineer working paycheck to paycheck, no retirement, no savings. Set. A lot of dreams and goals and couldn't figure out how I was going to get to those. Started plugging into Danny, started my own engineering business, and this year we'll do about $600,000 in revenue. I've paid off $50,000 in debt in 2.5 years. More than the money, a great relationship with my wife and my kids. Just amazing 2.5 years.
First Steps to Success with Danny Johnson is about becoming the leader you were called to be. More information about Danny Johnson and First Steps to Success can be found at DannyJohnson.com or by calling 866-760-8255. 866-760-8255.
Hi, this is Chuck Colson. You're listening to Daniel Fazina on Divine Intervention Radio.
There's a blind man, just a sad sack, living in a blindness since birth. He's gonna demonstrate something to us from God, you know, cause Jesus just brought him the cure. He made some ointment from a spirit tub, said clean it up and he went off. And he looked up after he'd been shot. See everything real good, cause of God. Oh, but ain't that a miracle? Yes, indeed. Ain't that a miracle? Now we can see, baby. Ain't that a miracle? Totally free, yeah. Little things happen.
Welcome back to Divine Intervention, the interview show that features intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways. I'm your host, Daniel Fazina, and today's special guest is Joan Hunter, a very intriguing woman who has an amazing story and just many different testimonies of how God is working through her with her ministry. Welcome back, Joan.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm all excited. It's hard taking a break when you're really on fire like that.
I know. Unfortunately, business of radio. I hate to interrupt you, but we left it at a little cliffhanger because there's more stories to come, I know. Well, Joan's latest book is called Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom, and in that she talks about how people are getting healed financially. Joan, would you like to plug your website and, you know, your latest appearance on Sid Roth and whatever else you'd like to talk about?
Yes, the website is very simple, joanhunter.org, and you can go there, and in the as you're go to the website, you can click on and see any of my teachings free of charge. We've been talking about erase the penny of your past and different things. I have a great teaching on closed-door distress and trauma, getting rid of any form of stress and trauma in your life. I also have my whole healing school video on the internet, also free of charge. Of course, you can also purchase it and have it in your home and teach it in Bible studies and put it in your car or whatever. And great teachings there. Mm. And it's just I want to make sure that the body of Christ gets healed and whole, gets informed, and goes out there and does the work of Jesus. That's what's important.
That is awesome. And as I mentioned to you before, that's really one of my greatest desires and passions, is to see people healed and set free. you know, since I was healed of cancer and chronic back pain that I thought I'd have to live with the rest of my life. I had back pain for 10 years, and I was healed instantly at a prayer meeting. And then a year later, having a massive cancerous tumor in my chest that doctor said could have killed me within weeks to a couple of months, being healed of that, and now going on 9 years cancer-free.
It's really, praise God.
Yeah, it's really a desire of mine to pray for the sick and to see them healed. And I've been praying to God for more boldness to do that, because I've had experiences where I've prayed for people and I've seen them healed instantly. And other times I pray and nothing happens, or so it seems. And that's frustrating to me. I want them to be healed every single time. So if you could remember me in your prayers for that, I'd love to be able to continue that and to expand in that area.
Well, it's there for you.
Yeah.
It's just right there. He says you're going to do it, so you just go and do it. In Jesus' name, the word says as you give, you're going to receive.
Right.
So as you are giving out prayers for healing, the anointing, you're going to reap in that anointing and greater power and so forth in your own life.
Hmm. I guess it's hard for me sometimes, and I don't understand why some people get healed and why others don't. Do you have any insight into that?
I don't know the bottom line, but I do know a lot of things that can attribute it. And that deals with what we've previously been talking about, the root causes.
Okay.
Now, I've prayed for some people that, and everybody's prayed for me, they say. I said, well, I haven't. So, and you know, they'll have, like, the residual effect of the pain.
Okay.
And I'll say, in the name of Jesus, I curse the trauma that brought this on, and the trauma that this area, like, say, the shoulder, trauma that the shoulder had, in Jesus' name, and the cellular memory of that command had to be gone, in Jesus' name. And they'll, many times, the final fruition of their healing will be manifest right there.
Mm. Awesome.
Which that course is awesome. Number one. Number two is there might be unforgiveness, and we, you know, I deal with a lot of these root causes, unforgiveness, word curses. Like one of the word curses spoken over you is a doctor said, people of authority have said, you're not, there's nothing we can do about your back. You're going to have to learn to live with the pain.
Right.
Well, that's basically a curse spoken over us, and those need to be, you know, wiped out. You'll never get well. You'll never get well. You'll never get well. Well, you know, you as the doctor was like 7-8 years old, my mom went in for a parent-teacher conference, and I was there because I couldn't be left at home. And they said in all of the years of this lady teaching, and she was getting ready to retire, I've never known a dumber student.
What?
And they labeled me dumb, stupid, retarded, ignorant, never learn, never read, never do anything, and that my mom and dad would have to support me their entire life. My mom accepted that because it was based on somebody of authority saying it.
Hmm. Wow.
And so in the process of accepting the person in authority, whatever the doctor tells you, whatever the teacher tells you, you accept it. And I was in my late 20s, and I had a doctor's appointment. The doctor says, I want to just give you an IQ test, just to kind of see, you know, where you are. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange. Never heard of a doctor doing that. And I did, and I actually scored an upper level of intelligence. I was so shocked, I called my brother. Then I called my mom. So I'm not stupid. And it was just amazing because my nickname was Dum Dum growing up.
Wow.
And my mom accepted the authority, what the authority figure said.
Okay.
And, you know, so often we accept what the doctor says. You've got cancer, you've got 2 years to live.
Mm-hmm.
And we accept that, and they're dead in 2 years.
Yeah, well, you know what? The doctors are only human. They don't know. It's ultimately in God's hands. We don't know if we're going to live till tomorrow, you know?
Right, but we also need to say, in the name of Jesus, I cut those words off. I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I choose life.
Right.
And, you know, we can accept those words or we can rebuttal them in the name of Jesus. And I want to do that and get healed and stay healed.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I think that, you know, when we do that, we're able then to carry out the work that the Lord has for us, you know. For we don't want to be cut off early before what we're doing is complete, you know.
Right.
Good stuff. So getting back to some of the stories, you were actually, before the break, you were going to share some more healing testimonies of some of the things you've seen. Do you have any more of those you'd like to share?
Oh, I have hundreds of thousands of them.
Give me the highlights.
Yeah, I know. I have hundreds of thousands of highlights, trust me.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, it's amazing. But I recently, you know, these are some that just happened literally within the last couple of days. there was a guy, and he was an instructor, a safety instructor for a major airline.
Okay.
And he taught the flight attendants how to pull the door out, throw the door, and, you know, pull the chute, let the chute fill up with air, and then evacuate. And this was 14 years ago. And so he did the door, inflated the raft, you know, slide
mm-hmm.
to go down, and then he turned to the flight attendants and said, "Now this is how you do it, turn," and jumped. Well, the people, the ground crew, forgot to hook, and it was a 747, so he basically leaped and fell two stories onto the tarmac. And it cost him his job. A high-paying job.
He must have been severely injured, right?
Very severely injured. Couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. Has been in excruciating pain ever since then. Head pain, neck pain, sciatic nerve, where he couldn't even sit properly in a chair. Had to lean,
mm-hmm.
Either lean or lay down, even to sit, even for a meal.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And has not known a moment without excruciating pain. Healed just instantly, prayed for his back. He grew about 2 or 3 inches as his back went back into alignment. Every bit of pain left. That was Sunday morning, and then Sunday night, he came and gave his testimony. He says, "This is absolutely amazing. I have no pain.
Mm.
I absolutely have no pain." And as I'm telling you, I'm reminded of another story that happened the week before.
Now, this was, where did this take place? Where are you ministering right now?
That was in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
I'm actually back in Texas, and like this weekend, I'm going somewhere, California. I'm going this weekend, and then in the beginning of December, I'll be in the New Jersey area.
So you're
New Jersey. 125,000 air miles this year, doesn't include road miles.
Awesome.
So, you know, and I've done probably 10,000 to 15,000 on the road.
That's great.
You know, driving here and there to some of the different meetings. The other day in Port Perry, Canada, and I do a lot of international also, but I was in Canada, and this lady came up, and she had fibromyalgia and pain all over her body and a couple of other things and problems with her back. And so I prayed, I said, "Where's the pain?" She goes, I just kind of like ache all over or whatever. And, you know, so I prayed, and all of a sudden she started crying, and she said, "Now I don't have any pain."
Wow.
Because the doctor says you have to learn to live with it. So she learned to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we have power in our minds to subdue the pain. God put that in us so that we could subdue the pain in order to survive.
Hmm. Wow.
And so at that point, she was just weeping because she realized that literally the pain was gone and she was completely healed.
That is awesome. I think we have so much to learn as a society about holistic health and the connection between your spirit, your mind, your emotions, and your body and how they work synergistically. It's just amazing to me. I knew a guy, a friend of mine, who is, I think he's kind of an agnostic or maybe even an atheist. I'm not sure exactly what his background is spiritually, but he heals people through emotions. And he said, you know, that most pain and suffering, he said basically the same thing that you said, that it comes from trauma, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he heals people that way, but he doesn't know Jesus, and he doesn't believe in miracles. He just says, no, it's all your body and your mind, and, you know, you got to deal with the root cause, the trauma and stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, I don't know how all this stuff works together. Jesus was God in the flesh, and he knew how all these things worked, and we're just scratching
right.
the surface.
My daughter, I have four daughters, my number two daughter is a naturopath doctor.
Okay.
And she has, and, you know, she has helped me a lot. I said, okay, what is this disease? What do they, you know, what do they say might bring it on? And then when I find out what they say would bring it on, it gives me a greater understanding of what to pray and how to pray.
Mm.
And part of the teaching that she has is that, you know, is that our body is made to heal itself.
Right.
This is what God intended. If, you know, if we have endorphins flowing in our body, things like that, our bodies are made to maintain their health and, you know, and maintain their healing. And when you get the revelation of that, then, you know, it's not to take away from God, it's to augment that God, that's the way God made it, so that we don't have to suffer all the time.
Right.
That we can walk in divine health.
And when we combine that with the fact that our words are powerful and they actually can affect, you know, the spiritual and the emotional world, like you were saying, rebuking curses and speaking life over things instead of death, you know, positive thoughts, positive words. After all, the Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue.
It gives you the answer, is life and death, and it's like, okay, hello, choose life.
Yeah, it's so fascinating to me how this is all working, and I'm really enjoying the process of learning this stuff and getting more revelation, and, you know, it's just so exciting. Anyway, friends, if you're just joining us, we are speaking with Joan Hunter, and you're listening to Divine Intervention Radio, and I am your host, Daniel Fazina. Now, Joan, let's get into your new book, Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom. I found this pretty awesome. There are two things in particular I wanted to ask you about. One, where you talk about seeding a specific amounts based on different Bible verses. I thought that was pretty neat.
Right, yes, scriptural giving.
Scriptural giving. And then you talk about a gentleman who received a dream from God for a very complex machine, built it without an engineering degree, and, you know, made a fortune selling it. Can you tell us about those two stories?
Oh, I sure can. There was a guy, and he's from Texas, and he had a dream. And he, you know, he had a dream, because he's from West Texas. And so he had a dream, and in the morning he got up and he wrote it up, you know, kind of scribbled it down, you know, in the middle of the night. Then when he got up the next morning, he kind of drew it out, and he took it. He didn't know what it was. So he took it to a group of engineers and said, this is just a piece of machinery. Obviously the most incredible piece of design that they had ever seen. He says, a group of engineers.
Hmm.
And they wanted to know where he got his degree in engineering. And he says, I got a dream. You know, and he goes, they're going, you got what degree from where? He goes, a dream. And finally, you know, they finally understood it to be a dream. And he goes, this is absolutely brilliant. And he was able to sell that design for millions of dollars.
And what
and
was it?
He did not get an engineering degree. He never finished ninth grade.
So what was this machine, and what did it do?
I don't know. That is classified information for his own privacy.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, but the thing is that here he's got this piece of machinery not based on his own education. Because many times, like, see what I did? I did this. I came up with this one kind of thing. No, it has to be totally, completely not God. I mean, you know, it has to be completely a not natural way of doing it. But God wants to give you supernatural dreams, witty inventions. It talks about that in Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to give us witty inventions.
Interesting.
Thousands of witty inventions. I've been speaking this and prophesying this year of coming into alignment. This is a year of witty inventions. And I believe right now that's another, you know, 13, 14 months of major, major outpouring of witty inventions. And people are getting them night after night after night. And I pray over each congregation. And I'm going to pray that here on the radio program, too, for God to give out supernaturally, give out witty inventions.
That's very interesting.
And to make millions of dollars, because God wants people writing tithe checks, offering checks, in the millions of dollars.
Hmm. That's fascinating. So you know this gentleman from Texas?
Yes, I know him personally.
Okay, wow. So I guess
he's in ministry.
He sold this, the design, but have they built it and released it yet?
This is actually about 7 years ago that this happened.
Oh, okay. So, wow, very interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, you asked me about scriptural giving.
Yes, this is an interesting topic.
A little
topic.
Controversial, but that's okay. God's honoring the revelation, and he's proving that his revelation is correct and accurate. It's a whole new form of thinking, because you're reading and you're going, what? I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, very creative, I thought.
Yeah,
innovative.
It's the revelation is what it is.
Okay.
And to give a word, not necessarily a biblical word, but a word to back it up in this revelation, is, you know, you've heard the statement, put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
Okay, now what we're doing is we're confessing. My God is going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. By the way, not by your job, not through your job, through his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Okay?
Yep. People think that God's going to supply their needs. only through their job. And but it's not. It's through his riches and glory. So here we have a scenario, a situation. Okay, God, I have a lot of need. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm going to see $4.19 or $419, whatever it is. You know, $41.90, something that has 419 in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, I thank you that, and as I see this offering, Woodley, you know, church, ministry, whatever, you see that and say, Father, I thank you that you're going to meet all of my needs.
Mm.
And then you're believing God for the salvation of your children. You cannot buy the salvation of your children. Understand that. I want to make sure that everybody understands that.
It's not like indulgences,
you can put your money where your mouth is. There's a scripture, Isaiah 49:25. But thus says the Lord, he who contends with you, I will contend with, and I will save your children.
Mm-hmm.
I have had, my children are saved, but I seeded, my husband, I remarried 7 years ago, and he has $4.25 for all eight of them a year and 2 months ago. Every one of them, and my three of my daughters are married.
Okay.
All, so you add those eight and three, make 11. All 11 of them have received promotions, have received raises on their jobs, have received incredible blessings, received vehicles. They have gotten closer to the Lord. They've received greater revelation than they've ever walked in before in their entire life.
Mm.
And it's absolutely phenomenal with what God has done through that seed.
Well,
one of my favorites is Deuteronomy 1:11. He promises to make us 1,000 times more numerous, $311 every month.
Okay.
And whether $1.11, if you don't have the $111, do $1.11 somewhere. And expect God to multiply it. When God multiplies it, then see it again, but $111 this next time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other day, I've had the privilege of being on Sid Roth on the television program. And the other day I was on, and this lady, she works for a dentist who happens to be her husband.
Okay.
And she says, I saw Sid Roth, and the guy doesn't really care for Sid Roth.
Okay.
But that's okay because he doesn't really care for Jesus, so it's okay. You're a Jesus, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And their business was really slow. They've been talking about advertising in their business. Now this is a not even a week old testimony.
Okay.
When I'm sharing this, and so like a week ago Friday, she talks to her husband. She says, "We need to seed $111 and believe God to bless our business."
Okay.
And he's like, come on, you know, we could put our money into advertising and we'll get more than we would if we just give that away and just, you know, just throw that money away. She says, let me do it. So he says, okay. So she writes out a check for $111 that does dentistry work.
Okay.
In missions fields.
Nice.
Put the check in the mail Friday. They get to work on Monday. The phone is ringing off the wall with new patients.
Really? Wow.
They are scheduled now a month in advance with instead of having eight appointments but still available today.
Hmm. Unbelievable.
And the people hadn't even gotten the check. It hadn't even arrived, but the seed had gone forth.
Did the patients say anything as to why they're calling them now or just... They had no idea.
Maybe had driven by and seen the sign, I need to go to the dentist.
Mm.
You know, and like you can say, I need to go to the dentist. I need to get my teeth cleaned. I need to get my teeth cleaned. I need to get my teeth cleaned. You know, and all of a sudden it's like, today, I need to call today.
Right.
And God pricked their mind and just said, you need to call today.
That's pretty
cool. Call Dr. So-and-so. And their business has multiplied. They can't even keep up with the new patients that have come in this week.
That is great. I love hearing stories
awesome.
Like that. I think my wife and I will try that. My wife is a doctor herself, so maybe we'll try that for her business. Although she's pretty busy, but...
It's amazing what God's doing.
Yes, it is. He is certainly doing some wonderful things. Friends, once again, you are listening to Divine Intervention Radio. I'm your host, Daniel Fazina, and our special guest is Joan Hunter, and we're talking about her new book, Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom. Now, Joan, what are some of the practical tips that you can give to people who may be struggling in this down economy right now and maybe how they can help turn things around for them?
Well, I would tell you, do whatever you can to get a hold of this book. Invest $15 in your future, and you will be amazed at what God will do in your finances. Now, as you, Daniel, have been reading this book, you're discovering that there are some very simple principles. Number one, the power of your words. You know, you give an offering, well, there goes another $100 down the drain, you know, or you can say, I plant this seed. I speak this seed to go and grow in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. There's power in your words.
Right.
You know, and the statement, I never have any money. I'll never make it through this financial crush. And what's happening is that God is going to honor your words because they're coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be careful what's coming out of our mouths. The
sure.
Word says, and my this is my opinion, I mentioned this in the book, that God, you know, we as a people, we need to line up with the Word, not with the world.
Okay.
The only television that I listen to is when I'm waiting for a plane. And I'm like, why would people choose to listen to this stuff? It's not one good thing.
Bad news.
You're losing all your money in your 401k. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your car. You're going to lose your house. And, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people lost their house today, and you're next. And I'm like, why would people want to get this in their heart and in their spirit?
Mm.
This is crazy.
It is.
And but what happens is that God wants to come in and really, really heal you of your in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, and your finances.
Right.
You get free and healed in the area of finances, it's going to free up the rest of your body and the rest of your life.
Awesome. I love that.
God, and the thing is, people are looking to the world / their job to meet their needs. God says, I'm going to supply them, whether you got a job or not. I will take care of your needs. You are much more important than the sparrow of the air.
That's right. You can read all about that on the Sermon on the Mount
in
the book of Matthew. Joan, we're just about out of time, but I'd love for you to pray for our audience and maybe speak to somebody out there who maybe doesn't even believe in Jesus, doesn't know God, is struggling with doubt. Would you mind doing that?
Sure, that's fine.
Thank you.
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we send the word of healing and the revelation. Father, I thank you for those that are listening right now that don't know you. I think that you're going to show them the revelation of who you are and the reality of who you are and what you want to do. Just say this with me now. Just say, Father, I repent for my sin. Take this sin from me. Put it on the cross. Never to be held against me again. Jesus, come into my heart. Be not only my Savior, but my Lord. Father, through your Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me into all that you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Joan, thank you so much for taking the time out on Divine Intervention to share your story and ministry and what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Well, once again, that was Joan Hunter, our special guest on Divine Intervention Radio. I'm your host, Daniel Fazina. Check out Joan's website, joanhunter.org, and get a copy of her book, Supernatural Provision, Living in Financial Freedom. Friends, that about does it for this episode of Divine Intervention. I hope it has encouraged you to know that God is real and he is still moving in the world and changing lives and just intervening in miraculous ways. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit me up at divineintervention@mail.com, divineintervention@mail.com. And as always, you can check us out online at divineinterventionradio.com. Take care, God bless, and God willing, we'll see you again next week for another exciting episode of Divine Intervention. Thanks for listening to Divine Intervention. More information, free downloads, and podcasts can be found on the web at www.divineinterventionradio.com.